Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Nun Zayin, and we have to Sif Aleph. But yesterday we learned that Shulchan Aruch had told us that one should not need for Pesach a quantity of flour that is larger than the minimum volume of flour from which one is obligated to separate challah. This volume is equal to 43 1/5 medium-sized eggs, including their shells, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Bayis. The reason for this restriction we saw is that if one person is kneading and rolling that volume of dough, he will not be able to prevent it from becoming chametz, since he will not be able to work with so much dough in the allotted time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin quotes poskim who are makil about this, regarding this. The restriction, they say, was applicable when people would knead and roll matzah by themselves, so it would take a longer period of time to prepare the matzah for baking, and they had smaller ovens that were not as hot. Nowadays, that many people are involved in preparing the dough for baking, and they work quickly, and our ovens are larger and hotter, there's no reason they maintain for concern and when preparing a large quantity of dough, because it will not, according to them, become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that even though the minhag follows this makel dika opinion, and one should not make any protest against it, those who are yirei shamayim, God-fearing, will not follow this kula dika opinion. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, this is something new now, in Halicha Shlomo, Pesach, it was Pesach, Perek Zayin, Dvar Halacha Oyster Zayin, he writes that this halacha that we're talking about now was based on Chazal's understanding of the reality of what could be done by a single person. Therefore, he says, regarding machine matzahs, if a machine is able to efficiently knead and roll large quantities of dough at once, there's no reason to disallow producing large quantities of matzah at once. Rabbi Yashiv, in Ha'arais to Psachim, Tzadiches, Libra Maskil, the Kama, he also maintained that a machine may produce a large quantity of matzah, but added that since there is an opinion amongst the Rishonim who asserts that this halacha to not knead more than this volume of dough at once represents an actual enactment, there is grounds, he says, to beautify the mitzvah and not need more than this value. We continue on now with the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. He says, Mipnei Shet Sarich, since we know that person, we have to be medaktek, ledaktek, b'shir ha'isa. Since you have to be careful regarding the quantity of dough that one makes, Shalola harbus ba mishum chash chametz. Right, we have to be careful, as we just described from last year, the quantity of dough that one makes. We have to be careful regarding so that it should not become chametz. So he says, umutav shiyamam eipa. And we had said that it is preferred if one makes a smaller quantity. So therefore, he's going to now say the following situation. Now, and we alluded to this yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, l'chein tov l'karev ha'isos yachad b'shas ha'fashas chala she'ishku zu b'zu. Therefore, because we have to be careful regarding the quantity of dough, and there's going to be a concern now that you don't have the shear of chala, so it's proper to bring the batches of dough together when separating chala, so that they touch one another. Why? The shema yesh b'em achash alo aya ba kashir, because one of them may not contain the enough quantity of flour that is required for the mitzvah to be chayiv in separating the challah. And he says, and if it's not possible to do this, to separate challah while it is dough, then what you could do is separate it immediately after it is baked. You put all the matzahs in a basket, and asal mitzar from l'chala, and the basket will combine them together. And regarding the making of the matzahs, he says this is the preferred approach. This is what the Shulchan Aruch maintains. So it comes out that what we're seeing here is certain halachas that people who know about the mitzvah of hafrashas challah know that there are different times when one can go ahead and be mafish challah. So if you ever go into a woman's kitchen, you'll see when she's making the challah, she's making the dough. So after she makes the dough, she separates the challah and says the bracha with it. She makes the amount necessary to go ahead and make a bracha, and she separates it right there and then. However, you can go ahead even after it's baked and be mafish the challah. Now that's obviously not going to be good if you have a challah you want to use for lechem mishnah and things like that. But if you make big batches and things like that, you can put all the challahs together and take off a piece. Or you can go the same thing with matzahs. Now, what he's first suggesting is to attach those together, and as long as they're touching, and they're not only touching, but become attached, we'll see exactly how that has to be done. You can also then attach separate doughs together. You could attach challahs together and make them as one by putting them in a basket. You can do this in the dough, or afterwards, as we said, you can go ahead and join up the challahs, in this case, the matzahs, together in a basket. Again, it needs to be some entity, if they're separate pieces after baking, that goes ahead and joins them together like a basket. We'll see this can also be done with those. Let's now see the Mishnah Brura regarding all of this. Aleph. In the Mishnah Brura, Shalol Harbosba, Kimavur B'Simen Shalof Nezeh, as we explained so beautifully in the previous Simen, that you're not allowed to go ahead and in a dough, not allowed to go ahead and have more than the Shear of Challah, because one person cannot go ahead and knead it properly. Again, we saw exactly what the Minhagim are, and what you're allowed to do, Bizman Hazeh, what posts can say. That's what we discussed in our introduction. But anyway, in terms of the pure way you're supposed to do it, you're not supposed to have greater than the shear of challah. So therefore, when you're doing it, there's a good chance that one of them will not have the, or all of them might not have the exact shear necessary for a bracha. And you want to make sure you're doing the mitzvah of challah. So how do you do that? So you do what you do is you take the different doughs that were made and you put them together, make sure they touch each other. It's called Neshika. And he says, Sifkat and Beis, Ritzot Alomar, Acha Shalosh Yisa Rishayna, after you go ahead and you need the first dough, Tehemu Nachas Ala Shulchan, V'yechad Yasokba, Ad Sheyalushu Od Yisa Acheres. You keep it on the table and you have someone working it until another dough is needed, because you have to keep kneading the dough so it doesn't become chametz. So you have a bunch of different people kneading doughs. Oh, Sheyalushu Shnei Yisos V'asachas V'shnei Arevos. Or you go ahead and you have two people going ahead and kneading two different doughs at one time in different kelim, and ubein shneihem bevadai yishir challah, and between both of them you'll for sure have the shear of challah. And what do? You attach them. You stick them together. Sheyishku zubazu sikkut and gimel. Ritzon loma sheyidbaku. You go ahead and you attach ha'isos zubazu. You go ahead and you have them stick. You stick the two doughs together. Ad she'im yisvardu, to the point where when they're sticking together, when you separate them, yitalshu echad mechaver tamat, one will take off a little dough from the other one. That's how well they have to be attached. So when you take them apart, a little bit of dough will come off from one to the other. V'dibu kazeh mechashven l'isa achas, and such a type of attachment makes them viewed as like one isa, one dough, so that you can be mafresh challah for both of them. U'kishenot v'alchalam achas, again, if we take challah from one, that's enough for both of those doughs, or as many doughs as you attach together. V'kasav achronim, right, dima isos niloshes kasha, if you have a situation where you have the isos that are not as a little harder, meaning doesn't have as much enough water or significant amount of water that they're going to stick together properly. So he says, if there's certain doughs, they're not sticky enough, okay, they're not going to stick together and become one, and it's not going to be considered a good siruf. And therefore, if you have doughs like that that can't attach together in a way that when you take them apart, it's going to rip some of the dough from each other. So therefore, the only way you'd be able to have them come together is al kein yitzarfim al yidei kli o al yidei kisui mappin. So the only way you'll be able to join them up is, as we see what you have with matzahs, you can put them all into one big kli o al yidei kisui mappin, or cover them all with one tablecloth or towel or whatever you want to cover them with. That also can join them up together if they're not attached, you know, if they're not attached together by the doughs clinging to each other. So then you have to go ahead and have some external mitzarev, some external item, like a kli or a mappa, that will join them as one, so that you can take one hafrashas challah for all of the different doughs. Now we're still in the dough stage, where we're seeing that you can attach the doughs. You can combine the doughs for one shear of challah, and that's something that is very important to do when going ahead and being exactly not to have more than the shear of challah in the kneading, because you're concerned that you're going to come to chametz. So this is what you're going to have to do a proper hafrashas challah. And that's what he says in the Sifkan Dalet, the Shema Yesh, because maybe you're going to have one, or it could be more, they won't have the shear of challah. If one of them, you're being mafresh, doesn't, if when you're mafresh, you're making a bracha on that challah, you didn't take the proper you didn't have the proper amount that was actually chayiv in the challah. So then the bracha is going to be a bracha of atala when you separate it, because you didn't really have to separate it. And also, we're concerned that if one of the isos she'im b'hem shir doesn't have the shir, doesn't have the proper amount for chala, you're concerned that the hafrasha was not even, you know, a good hafrasha. B'shema, and then there's a problem. It's a big concern. Let's say you didn't even have the amount, okay, for necessary, and that for it to be considered a hafrasha at all. So then what happens is when you were mafrish on a dough that didn't reach the level where the hafrasha was significant, later when they join up with other matzahs in a basket, they're going to be mistarif, they're going to join up the ischalivu b'chala min adin, and you'll become chayiv in chala min adin, v'nimtza ochal tevel. And in the end, you'll have eaten tevel, because since you were mafrish chala when it wasn't really going to be considered a good hafrasha, and then later on they joined up together and became chayiv. What does become chayiv and chalami? It means it becomes tevel, and you're going to be eating tevel because you weren't mafresh chala. So therefore, that's why you have to go ahead and do this joining up of those, so that you avoid chas v'shalom any of these problems. Joining them up after and making sure only to be mafresh after you join up all the matzahs or all the doughs. And in the places where they're noyeg to go ahead and actually need big doughs, bigger than the shear of challah, like we saw and we mentioned in today's introduction, we saw that there are places that are noyeg today not to go ahead and be concerned, and they go ahead and they actually make big, big batches of dough. So then, they're going to go ahead and obviously be mafish challah from every dough because they're making big, big batches of dough. And the minhag is that in each dough, okay, a woman, a different woman, goes ahead and is mafish the challah from the batch of dough and makes her, the bracha, okay, herself. Adam echad mafish l'chol ha'isos, and if one person is being mafresh from all the different doughs, and you have a bunch of doughs there that are bigger than the shear of challah, so then you don't have to join them, but you wouldn't make more than one bracha. Daibe bracha achas l'kulon, one bracha is good for all the different hafrashos, im lo hifsik b'intayim, if there was no talking in between, the sicha she'enem in yalisha, there's no talking in any type of talk that was not related to the kneading. So again, he's saying in places where they have very large doughs that are definitely chayiv in challah. So again, ideally, if you have a different woman to be mafresh from each dough, that would be great. But if not, one person can be mafresh from all the doughs, no need to join them, and you can only make one bracha. Just make sure that in the hafrashas, between the different hafrashas of the different doughs, you do not go ahead, that person does not go ahead and talk in between, because it would be a hefsek. Kasav achronim, sha'amina shektas noagin lechvol ha'isa b'shas hafrasha, and who minag she'en anachon v'day lafrish mekatza ha'echad. He's just saying here that they used to have this minag where they would fold over the dough and be mafrish from both. Let's say they kneaded it and rolled it out somewhat. They would then take both sides of the dough and fold them together and take from there together so that both sides were touching each other. And he said that's, you know, besides being unnecessary, the only time you have to have touching is when you're talking about different doughs and you want to attach them. It's also, the Achron bring up, it's problematic because it's better to have someone, as we said, working the dough on the other side so that it doesn't become tuchamets, and just you should just go ahead and take from the side that you're taking. Again, the dough should always be being worked on. We continue on. Sif katan hey vim ef shar. So he says, if it's impossible to be mafrish the challah when it's still in the dough stage, because you want to go ahead and move quickly, and you're not going to be able to get it baked in time, you're concerned to that, because he says that's a concern. So it comes now to Mr. Brewer, he says, Tim Efshar Tog Yosef Yosef Lapishman Isi says, if it's possible that you can get the technique down well, or you're not concerned at all based on the amount of time and the amount of dough that you have, the amount of matzahs that you're making, that you're not concerned, then it's always better to be mashfish from the dough than to wait until it's baked. For the pasuk, it's clear that the ikar mitzvah lechatchila is always to do it when it's in the dough. Ah, so why it's a derech yoser nachon here? Because here we're to do it after it becomes matzah. Because here we're concerned. If we're concerned about the mehirus, if we're concerned about not doing it quick enough, because of, you want to make sure you get it in the amount of time, let's say under 18 minutes and things like that, then it's better to wait till after it's baked. Sivkat vav acharafia miyat sheitein. He says, you should go ahead and be mafish after the afriya miyad. Sheyite kol ha-matzahs b'sal, right? You should then go ahead and put all the matzahs in the basket. V'af b'chala chutz la'aretz kain. He says, and even in the chala of chutz la'aretz, this is true. V'af agav, and even though the b'chala chutz la'aretz kaimelon, we hold the ochel v'holeich u'mishayer k'tzas. Then when it comes to chala of chutz la'aretz, even though we say that what? That you can eat and keep eating before HaParshas Challah u'mishayer k'tzas, and you can keep over from the lechem to be mafish from it the challah, right? Mishayer k'tzas challah. Normally you could do that. Why? Because since in Chutz La'aretz the chiyuv is only midrabanan, so they were makel, you don't have to wait to eat until you mafish challah, and you could even lechatchila eat and be soimech on the afrasha that you're going to do later on. So he says, here, in this case, even b'chalas chutz la'aretz, you have to be noyeg to be mafrish the challah immediately after the baking, and put them together in the same basket, and be mafrish them immediately. Why? What's the difference? What is the difference? What's the pshat? Because that's only haynu b'isa. That's specifically with a dough, with one big dough, one batch that was a large batch that was already chayiv in challah, even though afterwards it was separated into numerous loaves, since initially they were all part and attached as part of one isa, as part of one batch of dough, isachas. So they were making mukaf umechubar b'shas hafrasha. You do not require that the loaf that you are being mafrish on it needs to be number one next to the other challahs, and it doesn't have to be attached. The challahs do not have to be attached to each other, next to each other during the hafrasha, because all you have to do is go ahead and eat them, and you could be mafresh later on. About here, since they're coming from different batches, even though they were put one time together in a sal and become joined up, they come lo havi kechibur gomer. It's not like it's viewed as one real, you know, like one big dough to be makel lechol kodem afrasha, to go ahead and be makel to go ahead and eat it before the afrasha. And he says, and even if in every dough they had a separate shear of challah, gam kein ba'inan, there too it requires sheyim in amukaf b'shas afrasha, kevan she'ena mi'isa achas. They all have to be together during the afrasha, and you can't be mafresh from, you won't be able to be mafresh from one batch to the other batch that's not okay in front of you. Since kevan she'enam mi'isa achas, since they do not all come from one dough, from one batch, and for sure you won't be able to go ahead and eat from them before you mafrish the challah, right? And on condition that you're going to be mafrish later on from one on all of them, because if you do that, it's no longer going to be from the mukaf. Again, it has to all be together. So in this case, we're talking where, whether you're in Chutz La'aretz, whether you're here, you're going to have to go ahead and put them in the baskets together in order to be mafrish. Again, we're talking here specifically where you don't have the shear of challah in the doughs, and you can't go ahead and attach them because you want to make sure you don't come to chametz. So you bake them and you put them in a basket together, as the Shulchan Aruch says, and you immediately are mafrish after you bake it by putting it, the matzahs, in a basket, he says, and the basket is mitzarif them for challah. And he said that was a derech I guess Sarnachon, Mishnah Brewer said gotten Zion, so you put it in this basket, you put them all in this basket, and you mafish right away. But Sal, says Vim Sal Gadol, and if it's a very big basket, Sarach Lakarvam Shiyigu Zebizet, you have to put them close to each other so that they touch, the masses touch each other. Achein, Imesh Bechol Isa Shir Chala. He says, however, if each dough, each batch of dough had its own Shir Chala, like the Pasak Harama Lakame, the Ein Sarach Tzir of Sal, in such a situation, the Rama paskins that you do not require to go ahead and join them up in the basket, because all you will have to do is have them in the same house. He says, "Hua din nagiya la dadi." The same thing would be in terms of them touching each other. Lo tzarach, he did not require. Why? As we'll see in a second. But he says, "Bein shehein munachem b'sal." Whether they're in a basket, "Bein shehein munachem b'bayis." So whether they're just sitting in baskets, they don't have to touch each other. "Ta'bayis mitzarfan." The house in such a case is mitzarf. The matzahs, the yachal afrish mizeh alzeh, and you can be mafrish one on the other. This is assuming that each batch had the shear of challah. And we saw yesterday that the oilam is noyeg not to be so, you know, makbid on having not having the shear of challah. So if you have the shear of challah, this is what could be done. And he says, v'zehu dafka kishahim munachim b'lo kelim. And he says, this is specifically when they are not placed in kelim. If the matzahs were in separate baskets, right? If each of the matzahs or the matzahs were not all, you know, out, let's say, on tables and things like that, but they were in separate baskets, you have to bring the kelim and the different baskets close to each other. And they have to be open above. And if the baskets are sealed on top, even if they're next to each other, lo mahani, it's not going to help. This is all, as we said, if every batch of matzahs from the doughs, if each dough had the shir chala, but if every batch did not have the amount for chala, and you require joining them, then we said, and once again, ein lahakel, you can't be mekel, afsha kelim psuchim v'karvim ladadi, even if the kelim are open and next to each other. So if they're in separate kelim, the only thing you can do is el im ken yanichim b'toch sal echad. You have to either put them all in one basket, o shichas aleim b'mapa, or cover all the baskets with one cloth or tablecloth so that you join all the matzahs together. Vayein ber halacha. These are very important halachas, also with respect to the halachas of being mafish challah. So once again, just to sum this last sif katan up, he says that if the basket was large, one has to go ahead and bring them close so they touch. If the quantity of each batch of dough requires challah to be separated from it, meaning it's already they have an obligation from each batch that was used for the matzahs, and you're obligated in challah from each batch of dough, then there is no reason for them to touch one another, as we just said, and they're not going to be in the same basket. However, this is true if the pieces of dough are not in separate kelim. But if they are in separate kelim, then the kelim have to be brought close to one another, and the kelim have to be open on the top. And if each batch of dough, we said, does not contain the minimum value of dough for challah, then they have to be placed in a single basket, or if they're in separate baskets, they have to be covered with a cloth. Ad kan.